Oh, you're awake. I'm impressed. Only the strong-willed can overcome my glamour to see me. But I'm not really surprised. You taste like a man who doesn't give in easily. Let's test that, shall we? Now, don't try to move or talk. My glamour is still stronger than you. You'll just wear yourself out. We wouldn't want that, now would we? Don't worry, I'm here to take care of you. Just relax and enjoy me. Strong-willed are such a treat. It tastes so much better than most men. But I suppose if I'm gonna taste you and take from you, should know what's going on. I can see the worry in your eyes. Is waking up to a pretty girl between your legs with her mouth on your cock really that scary? Or maybe it's the horns or the wings. Or maybe it's the tail. Are they scary, baby? If you knew all the naughty things this tail could do, maybe it wouldn't make you so nervous. How is this so delicious? Have you decided what I am yet? If you could talk, I'm sure you'd say a succubus. Do you think I'm a succubus? An evil demoness who attacks men in their sleep to feed on their sexual energy and steal their seed. Then some poor girl gets fucked by an incubus and knocked up with it. Where did that baby come from? Oh, a demon fucked you in your sleep. Oh, don't worry, lover. I'm not gonna make you a father tonight. You silly humans think that any demon who likes sex is a succubus. Not me. I'm a demon. But I'm not here to steal your sexual energy or knock some girl up in the night. I'm a thief, not a baby maker. So what am I to steal? You must be wondering, but your cock doesn't care. It's heavy to have me kissing. And worshipping it. But it's not your cock I'm here for, baby. I'm here for something far more precious. Let me cup them in my hands. Yes, your delicate head. heavy testicles. Two stones, two rich and precious stones, Shakespeare put it. These two jewels are the most valuable thing a man has. They make him a man, and they allow him to pass on his heritage and signify his virility and strength. Yours are beautiful, lover. So pretty in their pouch. Oh God, I can't keep my hands off them. Any good thief weighs up their spoils before they take it. Gotta make sure it's worth their while. Nice and heavy and full. The truth is, as much as I love sucking cock, a man's balls are what I really, really like. Men like breasts, so soft and heavy against their lips. I like balls. They're like a man's version of breasts. Soft, round, and perfect for sucking between one's lips. Do you want me to suck on them for you, lover? Oh, of course you do. Oh. Oh. Oh, they taste so hot, musky, and so fucking masculine. That makes them irresistible, you know. But I really need to stop being so eager. It'd be a shame to have our fun over too quickly, now wouldn't it? And you are having fun, aren't you? I can tell. Just look at your cock. It's so engorged. Oh, thick with pumping blood. My hands aren't helping, aren't they? Oh, squeezing like this with my tongue lapping. Oh. Around your balls. Poor baby. So hard for me. You'll regret how turned on you are soon. The more aroused you become, the more powerful my magic grows. Can you feel my mouth dripping on you? It's not just watering because your cock and balls are delicious. This is part of it, but the real reason is my saliva is special. It has a very particular effect on men's testicles. Why do you think I was so eager to caress your balls with my mouth? All that tender kissing and sucking. It's not just to make you feel good. I'm a demon. I'm not here for your benefit. Oh, lover, I can see the confusion in your eyes. Why am I doing this? What am I doing to your balls? Well, I'm a demon. I told you that already. I feed on the seed of strong, virile men. I picked you out of all the other men because I wanted to taste you and feast on your sperm. My sisters would have latched onto your cock and sucked your cum up your shaft like milk from a teat by now. But I'm not so impatient. I like making a man feel good. I'll make you come the load of a lifetime, and I'll swallow every single drop down my greedy, tight throat. You'll be left so satisfied. Oh, and I'll be blissfully satiated for a while. Don't you want that? Don't you want to come and feed me? I need to warn you, though. I have a dirty little secret. It's a very naughty secret I love to tell men like you just before they come for me. Oh, what is it? When you come, lover, you're going to come your balls out. That's what my magic is doing to your testicles. Can you feel your balls swelling? All your sperm? A whole lifetime's worth, in fact, is ripening in that tight, heavy sack. Billions of cells waking up ready to find an egg to fertilize. Every sperm cell you'll ever make, every chance of having children, every single drop of your virility getting ready to be pumped up your cock and into my hungry mouth. And I always swallow until there's nothing left. So if you want to save your balls and your future children, you have to resist. Don't come. Don't feed me. Don't pop and blow your load into my filthy demon mouth.
But you will, won't you? You can't last. You're not strong enough. You need to feed. And you need to give me your balls, lover. You can't win. No man ever does. Men are slaves to the pleasure in their cocks. A few licks and your balls are doomed. I've done it hundreds of times. You men will do anything for an orgasm, even when you know that the cost is your masculinity. Such easy, foolish prey. You're no different than they are you? You're gonna give me your valuable, precious seed. Wasting your manhood to sate my appetite. Me, a demon, do you really think I deserve it? I love how easy it is, reducing a man to nothing with just a blowjob. It even makes me come. How will that help, lover? If I come, as I swallow it all my way, I'll come for you while I take your balls away from you. Don't you want to make me come? Don't you want your last proper orgasm? Come on, come in my mouth, coat my tongue with your seed. Do I love her? Come. Give it to me. Please.
Ah. Oh, lover. I knew you were weak. You came so hard and filled me to the brim. And I came for you, too. I feel so full. I'll be sated for at least a week. I would love to do it again on you, lover, but... Oh, no! Your sack! What happened? It's so... deflated. Oh, it's turned into just a loose flap of skin in my hand. Empty. No more big, heavy balls. Where are your balls, Glover? I wonder where they went. I know. I drank them. Every last drop. Everything you'd ever make. And it tasted wonderful. I'm awfully sorry for stealing your masculinity and leaving you with this dry, empty pouch under your cock. Not much use now, is it? And it's all my fault. Oops. Oh, look! One last dribble. Oh, I guess I was wrong. You did have some left. Well, alright, let me just suck that last bit of your balls out of your shaft. There. I just drank my reason to stay here with you. Thank you for the meal, lover. You tasted amazing. I'd come back for seconds, but there aren't any. Well, I guess it's time for me to fly. Bye-bye.